Small businesses around the country, including in Bristol Bay, can apply for financial assistance through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as through the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. There are some basic questions about the programs: who is eligible and how to apply. Steve Brown is the district director for the Small Business Administration, and Jeff Salzer is the deputy district director. They join us today to help address some of those questions. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
If you could start out with what the program is.
This is the second round of Paycheck Protection Program funding. As far as who's eligible on this round, 300 or fewer employees, the business needs to have experienced a revenue reduction of about 25% or more in 2020 compared with all or part of 2019.
One question that people may have is what restrictions exist on current Paycheck Protection loan holders? Do they have to have already exhausted their current Paycheck Protection loan or applied for forgiveness before applying for round two?
Certainly. Two things for round two is that you need to apply, a borrower needs to apply for forgiveness. They don't have to necessarily be granted that. That just has to be applied for. And then the second part of that is in participating in the first draw, PPP, they have to have or will use all of the amount for authorized purchases by the time that they receive the second loan.
What are some of the basic questions that you've received? Why are people confused?
I don't know if there's a massive amount of confusion other than a lack of information. If a business did not receive the first round, they can go back and apply right now for first round funding. If they received a PPP loan before and they're going to have used those distribution dollars, then they can apply for the second round. So that's open to all people now, all lenders. One of the issues is, where do I go to find out about a lender? I don't have a bank, or my bank's not participating. How do I find out? Well, if you go to the SBA.gov website and click on the Funding Programs tab, under that tab is an option for Lender Match. That's a phenomenal resource for small businesses. You click on that, and you can find participating lenders in your area and be able to participate in this PPP program.
Let's touch on the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. What is the distinction, and why might some small businesses choose to apply for that instead of PPP, or can they apply for both?
That's a great question. It also kind of ties to your previous question about confusion. What are the two? In answering the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, that's traditionally been SBA's flagship loan for disasters. So if there's an earthquake or a flood or those types of things that's effectively declared a disaster, that loan's been there forever. Whereas the PPP came about when the COVID-19 crisis hit. This was designed in order for businesses to keep employees paid while they were either working from home or not working at all. So there's really the distinction. The PPP was designed for covering payroll costs of employees so that they wouldn't have to go on unemployment and those types of things, and they could be whole. And again, it's just for certain expenses, and payroll being the majority of where those funds have to go to. Now, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, there isn't a forgiveness on that like there is the PPP, but it's a long-term loan designed to provide liquidity for the business that's been affected by the disaster. And what you use that loan for, the requirements aren't as stringent for the category. So working capital, if you need inventory, those are the things traditionally that the Economic Injury Disaster Loan does. The other question is, can I do both? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd urge businesses to get the Paycheck Protection Program. If they've not gotten an Economic Injury Disaster Loan, I would apply for that if your business needs that capital in order to stay afloat. One of the things we like to tell small businesses is give yourself as much runway as possible. But when this started back in April and March of last year, we didn't anticipate how long that runway would need to be. So those businesses that are looking for some additional relief, both of those programs are available to them.
What is the SBA doing to assist small businesses in places like Dillingham in rural Alaska?
All of our things are now virtual, so it's great in a sense that it's not specific to a geography. We've got once a week calls with lenders across the state to give them updates so that those folks that are providing the capital access. Remember, for PPP, local banks are providing this. And then we've also got online webinars for questions for borrowers that we have on a weekly basis as well. The small business development centers across the state of Alaska are also providing a ton of resources for rural small businesses, and they're our funded resource partner.
The Bristol Bay Native Association also collected more questions from small businesses around the region, and those will be posted to kdlg.org along with this interview. Thank you both so much for joining me and walking through these two programs for everyone listening here on KDLG.
Thank you so much, ma'am, and thank you for sharing the message. Please, if there's anything else we can do to help you folks out in Bristol Bay, give us a call. We'll do our very best.